This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
And Bridget, we didn't mention our summer letter. People will be getting a letter here in, maybe a week or 10 days, something like that. And we do it each summer for one reason. Catholic Radio is listener supported, and summertime is always kind of a slow time. People go on vacation, do things with the family, which is all great, but sometimes things like making those regular monthly contributions and things fall by the wayside a little bit, and our funding gets a little bit soft in the summertime, so we like to send out a little reminder letter of just how important it is and encourage people to kind of buoy us up for the summer months here a little bit. So you'll be getting one of those shortly. If you don't get one, it's not because we don't love you. It's just because your name isn't in our database. But you can help us out anyhow by going to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and making a contribution right there.
And we need to thank all of our listeners because we're celebrating our 15-year anniversary here at Catholic Radio Indy.
15 years. In fact, we're going to be mentioning that during our annual dinner, which is coming up on August 27th. And we have been looking for a great speaker and trying to find out who would be just the most interesting person that we could have. And Father Doug Hunter, local priest, stepped forward. And Father is the chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts. So he's got a lot of stories to share. And it will be an interesting evening, August 27th. The Catholic Radio Annual Dinner, Northside Knights of Columbus. You'll be hearing more about it right here on the station.
And maybe our guest will be there as a guest to hang out with us. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Michael O'Rourke. He is a supporter of Catholic Radio Indy, and he is also the founder of a new organization called Strong Catholic Dad. So welcome to Faith in Action, Michael.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And we were joking off the air that we're all Irish, so...
That's right.
The Irish have the gift of gab, and maybe we have the Holy Spirit, too. Maybe it's just like infused in us from our Irish blood, right?
I hope so.
Well, tell us, Michael, what is Strong Catholic Dad, and how did you come about founding that organization?
Okay. Strong Catholic Dad is an online ministry that exists to help dads to lead their families to heaven. And so it's specifically Strong Catholic Dad singular, because it focuses on each dad, for each one of us to take up our role to lead our family. And so when I get a group of dads together, I have them stand up and we do a call out, and I say, gentlemen, repeat after me, my number one priority. And they say, my number one priority, I said, is not to provide physically for my family. And they say, what? I was like, Dad, that's not your number one priority. So they repeat after me. And then I say, my number one priority is the eternal life of my family.
Amen.
And then repeat that. And then from there I say, and because that's your number one priority, your number one job, gentlemen, is to lead your family to heaven. And that message is behind why Strong Catholic Dad started in the first place, because that is what we have to go after.
When your name came to me through various different people mentioned you as a possible guest, I think Jim was actually one of them, he said he is really a Catholic, strong Catholic. So you are a strong Catholic dad. So you're perfect for this. But could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and maybe how you discerned that this was something that you needed to do?
Yeah, sure. My wife, Maria, and I have been married 29 years, coming this December.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes,
thank you. We have 12 kids, two in heaven. We had two miscarriages and 10 on earth that we're raising. We have one daughter-in-law, one grandchild. And so my youngest daughter is 5. My oldest son is 26. And we've been in Indianapolis for about 21 years. We had lived on the north side and gone to St. Luke's, and on the west side, St. Michael's, and then 13 years ago, we moved to the south side, and we're parishioners at Holy Rosary, and then we go to the different parishes depending. We're Roman Catholics. We roam around depending on what time Mass is.
Yeah.
St. Barnabas, St. Rock.
Well, Holy Rosary is a rockin' parish. I've been able to do some things there, and they are just really an amazing parish. And so that's a great place to worship. Now, how did you happen to discern that you needed to do this?
Well, it's my wife and I are involved with a ministry called the Apostolate for Family Consecration. And the mission of the Apostolate is to teach families the church's teaching on marriage and family life, and for sure on taking up the role to pass on the faith to your children. And so they encourage us to read church documents, and as I was reading through, I was just struck by several excerpts from both Scripture and church teaching, especially in Scripture. And the great commandment, the greatest commandment in Deuteronomy 6 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your strength." And so I read that. I was like, okay, I know. Jesus said that too. That's the great commandment. But immediately after that, it says, take these words to heart. I was like, okay, you're reemphasizing this, Lord. And then the next verse says, drill this into your children.
Yep.
And the other translation says, teach this diligently to your children. And so through that, I was thinking, oh my gosh, the great commandment is immediately followed. It becomes a family affair by the commandment to us as parents to teach. And so from that was on the Scripture side of things, really got my attention. The church specifically says that parents are the first and foremost educators in the faith of their children, and that their role as educators is so decisive that scarcely anything can compensate for their failure in it.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh my gosh. So from there, there were a couple more very clear call to actions. We teach baptism class at St. Mark's, and as I go through the baptismal rite with the families, we get to the point where it says, and this is said in the rite, you have asked your child to be baptized. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training him in the practice of the faith.
Yep.
So there's a call to training. It will be your duty. It's like, oh my gosh, we have responsibility, duty. These words are hefty.
Yes, they are.
To bring him up to keep the commandments as Christ taught us, and to love God and neighbor. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? And the parents say, we do. And that I, you know, came to a come to Jesus moment. It's like, you know what? I spoke those words. I promised to teach my children the faith. The church has told me this. And what really was the final straw was in a John Paul II encyclical, where he says that the family's catechetical role, so teaching the faith, is their role is irreplaceable. And he says, first of all, you need to teach the faith through example, which is often without words, but just your day-to-day living. Mm-hmm. And then when things happen, deaths or births or, you know, any events, that you take those and you teach the religious element of those. And I read that and I said, oh, good, you know, we do this by example. Fantastic. And then John Paul II, it was bolded in my mind. He said, but that is not enough. I was like, what do you mean? That's all. That sounds great. Anybody who does that is doing great. He says, but that is not enough. Christian parents must. And I was like, oh, why'd you use the word must?
Yep.
So Christian parents must strive to follow and repeat within the setting of family life the more methodical teaching received elsewhere. And when I read that, it like struck me to the bone. I was like, oh my goodness. And so then I start thinking about it. I was like, Lord, have I done that? So I told my wife, I was like, well, you know what, honey, you've been teaching the kids their religion lessons, so we're doing that. And she said, we? She said, you're not doing anything. So I was like, okay, you're right, I'm not. And so that was about 10 years ago, and I made a commitment that I would start to teach them. I pulled out a catechism, and I started to read the catechism to the kids, and it was a family catechism, and they hated it.
Yeah, I read that on...
It didn't go over well.
Yeah, I read that. I read that on the webpage, and I just cracked up because I could just see you, you know, getting the catechism out and saying, okay, kids, here we go. We're going to do this. And we're talking with Michael O'Rourke. He's the founder of Strong Catholic Dad. And it's really what you're doing, or this program is really a father-led family formation. So what did you do that worked? Because you changed something up, and
right.
you mentioned something. It was kind of a teaser on the webpage. You did something different.
Right.
What'd you do?
Right,
I'm dying to know.
Yeah, so what ended up happening is when it didn't work, I prayed about it, and I said, Jesus, how the heck did you teach the faith? And I thought, you know, he taught with parables. He taught with stories, and stories always grab people's attention. Started thinking, well, what stories, you know, how do we tell stories today? And we tell stories today often through video.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you watch kids, oftentimes with their phones, they're watching different YouTube videos and different clips.
Yep.
I started thinking, you know what, I can use that angle. So what I started to do was pull in videos that were from YouTube on anything under the sun, as long as they were super engaging
mm-hmm.
and interesting. And then I would couple those with teaching videos, and they're all short segments. They're all like anywhere from 2 to 7 minutes. And
yep.
what I found is that my kids, when I say, okay, we're going to do this see for yourself time, we're going to learn the faith, and they say, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go here and there, and I say, okay, I've got this cool video on this orca whale, and they all come running into the family room because they wanted to see that. So I would get their attention, and we would watch that video, and then we would talk about prayer and how that video tied into it, which we can go into it a little bit. But that approach worked so well that we ended up after that, I've been doing that for about 10 years, and I had friends who said, can you just share with me the videos? Can you show me how you're doing this? And so that's where a year ago we discerned for me to, you know, stop my job that I was doing and to do this full time so that I could put online these guides with the videos so that other families could do and get the success that we had with learning the faith in this really fun way.
So was your... What was your wife's reaction? I'm going to quit my full-time job to start this ministry, and you have 10 kids to support.
Right.
She
was actually quite encouraging of it.
Oh, that's
she
awesome.
Could see the fire in my eyes and in my belly to get this done. And you know, part of it was it was really clear, and I've had priests and my spiritual director has said as well. It's like, you know, parents do not understand that this role is so serious that we're going to be judged based on
yep.
how well we loved and taught our children the faith. And so given that, I had this fire in my belly to get out there and help dads, you know, hand them a tool, because when I went to do it, I didn't have a tool.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what the church taught, but I didn't know how to communicate it in a way that worked for the kids. And so the challenge of learning to do it a new way really inspired me. And then when it came to my job, as Scripture says, where God guides, He provides. And so we've been, fortunately, I have some rental homes that I've had for a number of years that I started to sell, and the market has been good. And so they've sold at higher prices than I ever expected before I quit my job. So I had to take a leap of faith, and then God provided. And then we've also had family and friends and some others who have started to just make monthly donations and just say, hey, you know, we're going to support you as you're launching this. And then the goal really is to have enough subscribers that it does take care of, you know, that the ministry is self-supporting. And so we're up to about 200 families right now who are subscribers to the See for Yourself guides.
That's awesome. Well, you know, Michael, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the tools with Strong Catholic Dad when we return for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and Jim Ganley is in the studio with me, and we're talking with Michael O'Rourke. He is the founder of Strong Catholic Dad, and I want to talk to you about just men in general. It just seems like men in general in our culture are under attack. And, you know, our faith is under attack, and there's a big failure rate and passing on the faith. So why is a ministry like this important at this time in our culture and our church? You know, what's the need?
Yes, and it's very clear that the Holy Spirit is bringing this need to the forefront. We've had the John Paul II pushed a lot of family teaching forward, and then we had, Year of the Family. So there's a great emphasis not only on the family, but on the family's role in passing on the faith. And John Paul II said, and this is prophetic, as the family goes, so goes the nation, and so goes the world in which we live.
Absolutely.
The family is the foundation, and I jump on his wording and move it one step forward and say, as the father goes, so goes the family.
True.
And so why is the father, why is the priesthood, why is fatherhood under attack? Because if you cut off the head, then you conquer the enemy, and so that's what we're facing. And so as men, we first of all need to realize how powerful our role is for the good. When God gives power, he has a great good that he intends to come from that. And so the authority that's given to fathers, let me talk about the negative effect when it comes to passing on the faith.
Sure.
If you get 100 children from households where a father doesn't practice the faith, those children leave the household, regardless of the devotion of the mother. If father didn't practice, how many out of 100 do you think of those kids would end up in some kind of faith tradition?
Not very many.
50%.
Yeah, it's 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Statistically, it's dismal. Now, the good news on the flip side is that even if dad is not super devoted, but if he just practices the faith somewhat, two-thirds, so 66% to three-quarters of his children will end up in a faith tradition. And then the statistics go even further. If dad has a warm relationship with his children, those numbers bump by another 10 to 20%. So we're talking about anywhere from 80 to 90 to 95% passing on of the faith where children do enter into their faith and practice. If father, number one, practices himself, and number two, has a warm relationship. So dad's role is key when it comes specifically to teaching the faith, so beyond just practicing himself but teaching it. The biggest obstacle that we as fathers face is, first of all, just our understanding that we often think that teaching the faith to our family is optional. Mm-hmm. Instead of essential. Mm-hmm. And when we realize it's essential, it's kind of like, you know, some things in life are optional. You can do them and you don't, no big deal. Other things like are essential. You have to eat, you have to sleep. Similarly, when it comes to teaching your children the faith, you have to do this. You promised to do this. The church has asked you to do it. So that's the first obstacle, to realize that it's not, because it's hard. It's hard to do. And if it's optional, you're not going to do it. If it's essential, then you need to find out how. And then the second obstacle that dads face is just the lack of support. They need their wives to be supporting them in teaching it. They need to hear it from the priest. The priests make a huge difference. The priests are encouraging dads to teach. That makes all the difference. And then lastly, other dads who are checking in. And there's great groups out there that are men's groups where dads get together and they become, you know, a support for each other, you know, an accountability partner. Well, even more important for accountability for our own physical chastity is our spiritual chastity, to be true to our children's souls and to our family's souls. And so we need accountability to each other to say, hey, are you doing this? Were you able to get to this this week? We go to Mass, you know, 1 hour a week. We need to go to the domestic church at home 1 hour a week and take this time to grow in the faith together.
Now, Michael, what's age-wise a good time that a parent or dad should start this with their children?
Yes. So the church says that teaching the faith starts at the tenderest ages. So we're talking 3, 4. I mean, we should already, with books and discussions and stories, be talking to our children about the faith. The videos that I'm doing, pretty much from about 3 to 4 on up to 18, The challenge that I ran into is we're asked to do, we're busy. I'm busy. And so it's like, how can I sit down with each of my children individually? And so I was looking for a solution where I could sit down with everybody. And so that's what this does, is with these videos, I can sit down and each child gets the understanding of it at their level. And so my little children, when I pull up a video, so for instance, we did a guide recently on distractions in prayer, and I did have an orca video, this whale, where there was this little seal on an ice floe, and these orcas came up and popped their head up, saw the seal, and they wanted to knock the seal off the ice so that they could get him. And what they did is they would swim together in unison, and my kids are just glued to the video to watch it, and the orcas would dive underneath the ice floe. A wave would be created which would push the little seal off the ice floe, but this particular seal kept jumping right back up on the ice. Every time they knocked him off, he got right back up to safety. And so after they saw this super engaging video, I asked there's questions for all ages. I asked my little 5-year-old daughter, I said, okay, was the little seal able to be safe by getting up on the ice floe? Like, yeah, he totally was able to. Great. And then she was able to participate and give her question. Then I started asking my elder kids, how is this a metaphor? How is this an analogy for prayer? You know, who is the orca whale when it comes to prayer? And they know, like, that would be Satan.
The
like,
bad
that's right.
guy.
He's trying to knock you off every time. And what do you need to do? You need to battle the distraction, get right back up into the safety of the ice. And then there's Father Mike Schmitz. I have a clip from him where he basically says, if you spend your entire prayer time only returning your focus after being distracted, and you do that for 30 minutes, it's more meritorious, and he's quoting Teresa of Avila, more meritorious than if you spent a half an hour in full relishing, a wonderful prayer experience, because you're exercising your will to love God. So, as a for instance, with that, when it comes to the ages, my older kids can get that at a deeper level. My younger kids get at the level that they can, and then the whole family could be learning this together.
We're getting close to running out of time. We've got about 5 minutes left. We're talking with Michael O'Rourke. He's the founder of Strong Catholic Dad. So let's talk a little bit about the tools. You mentioned the video. What can men get if they do they subscribe or talk
yes.
about the format and how it all works?
Sure. So online at strongcatholicdad.com, dads can subscribe, and when they sign up, they get access to all the different guides. Each guide has about 6 to 8 videos, and the videos are hand-selected. There are teaching videos that are short. It's 3 to 5 minutes, so short segments from the best teachers that we can find that are really super engaging. So Father Mike Schmitz,
yep.
Jason
He's
Everett, Chris mm-hmm. Stefanik, anybody who can really explain the faith in a way that's super engaging. And then in addition to that, then we're hand-selecting videos from nature, music, magic, science, anything under the sun, as long as it has two things. It has to be super engaging. And then secondly, it has to be able to point to truth and point to God's goodness. So there would be an orca video. There can be, I have a video of a former, a Catholic today, but a former high satanic priest who answers the question, can a person sell their soul to the devil? There's videos, which the answer to that is no, you can't, because Jesus owns your soul. We did a guide on, so all the guides have different topics. The topics run through the 4 sections of the catechism. For instance, we did a guide on purgatory. And there's a news story about a family in a car accident where the car is flipped up on its side and it's on fire, and it's not a disturbing video. I mean, you know that's a life or death situation. It's not something that's visually disturbing. And people come running out from their houses and they start breaking open the windshield and they pull out this family to safety. And that's an excellent example where we talked to the kids and said, okay, how is that an analogy to purgatory? And they saw that, the souls in purgatory are there, and the only way that they get out is through the prayers and sacrifices that we make for them. And I said, hey, did some of those people get hurt reaching into that burning car? I'm like, they did. But the people inside the car couldn't get out without their help. So it's these stories. I mean, my kids remember the burning car, and they're like, Dad, we need to, say our prayers for the souls in purgatory. Absolutely. And so it becomes real for them. With that, I would say right now there are about 40 guides online, and we produce a new guide each week. And so there's any topic that you can think of, you know, Catholic topics, there's, you know, the Eucharist, there's also things about virtue, about how big is God's love, you name it. And there's fun videos from, there's even clips from movies, so there's things from The Greatest Showman that are in there. There's clips from the Moses movie from years ago, The Prince of Egypt. There's various things, all with the goal of really pulling in people's attention. And then subscribers, dads, when they subscribe, it's $9.99 a month. The sign-up is the first 30 days is free. And our goal is, what I find is if dads do at least, you know, two or three videos, what happens is after they kind of get over the, this is a new thing I need to do, they begin to get excited about, like, you know, this is fun. And I had dads email me and say, okay, a couple things, Michael. First of all, this is entertaining for me, too, and I'm learning things, so thank you. Number two is my kids are starting to ask me when we're going to do it again. They're enjoying it. Number three is, I don't know how to say this, but, like, my wife is really happy with me. Like, now that I'm taking up this role, she's like, okay, I'm just going to say it. She's, like, more warm towards me. I kind of feel guilty because all I'm doing is pulling up the guide, pressing play, and asking the questions that come after each video. And I respond and say, well, what's happening here is that you're actually enjoying your fatherhood in a new way. And when families learn the faith together in an engaging way that is where they're learning truth together, it builds two things. It builds relationship with your child because you're actually conversing. And that's what you're made for. You're made for communion, and communion needs communication and conversation. So you're starting to talk to your kids more. And that's what we all need. It's like we need to be in relationship with each other. That's what eternity is. It's an eternal relationship with God, and we need to get good at relationship here. That's number one. And number two is that relationship is grounded in the truth that the Catholic faith gives. And so it's you've Amen. Got relationship and truth going together, and that combination just makes families flourish.
Well, we're just about out of time. Our guest today has been Michael O'Rourke. He's the founder of Strong Catholic Dad. Michael, can you give us that webpage one more time before we close the show here?
Yes. So it's strongcatholicdadsingular.com, Strong Catholic Dad. So thanks. We're all, you know, we're dads, we're Catholic, and we're called to be strong. It's not perfect Catholic dad. You know, you're a dad in training. So it's Strong Catholic Dad, strong in faith, strong in hope, strong in love. That's what we're called to.
Well, you've been a great encouragement, Michael O'Rourke, founder of Strong Catholic Dad. God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you. God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.